Hi, my name is Sean McGrath, and I'm the non-exec director for Everything Genetic Limited. A non-executive director in any organization is an important role. As the name suggests, the person is not part of the executive team running the company on a day-to-day basis. And that's an important distinction. In order to do his or her job properly, the non-exec should be independent of that executive team. It's hard to advise, particularly independently, if you are part of the same team and all that entails. Naturally, some bias creeps in. So that's one of the reasons why we are called non-executive directors. On a practical level, and this varies a little depending on the size of the company, the makeup of the executive team and the owners, a non-exec role will typically be part advisory, part mentorship, relaying experience. Non-execs are often a little older and they use that learned experience, been there, done that, to be able to advise the executive team. An important role is to provide some independent thinking or some soft challenge to the decisions of the executive team. The CEO of the business will often seek the counsel of the non-exec before making decisions or sense check remuneration, company structure, bonus schemes, important hires, and the like. Essentially, in a nutshell, the non-exec is there to help the executive team run a better business. What attracted me to the role with EGL? Well, I was really keen to take on this role at EGL because I come from an oncology background as well as medical communications. And I'm very aware that technology is enabling more accurate and cost-effective diagnostic and prognostic testing in various cancers. Doctors and patients are now able to make better decisions about their treatments. So it's a very exciting and rewarding place to be when you can see real tangible benefits for patients. In addition, EGL is able to bring viable and accurate tests to the wellness market. People who are not ill, but maybe have a family history of a certain cancer. These people are now able to better assess that risk and then potentially make certain lifestyle and prophylactic decisions on the back of those results. This is groundbreaking stuff, and it's an honor to be involved. Of course, throughout this current time, EGL has taken up the COVID challenge, and it's fantastic to see the team, like many areas of the pandemic, pull out all of the stops in providing various tests to help the country and the people get through this very difficult time. It makes me immensely proud to be associated with EGL. Following my own career, I believe I can bring various skills to EGL. Firstly, it's the hard gained experience over many years starting, building, and running a successful and growing company. My decades of oncology experience within the pharmaceutical and medical communication industries, and of course, building and executing counter strategic plans for oncology companies and products. Experience has also taught me the benefits of a good management structure, sound financial processes, including proper management accounts, which educate and inform the manager so much, and the importance of a healthy cash flow. On the softer side, I'm a good listener, not afraid to make my viewpoints heard, and always keen on collaboration. I'm also quite skilled at asking questions, sometimes difficult ones. As I said, previous roles I've held in my career include many years on the commercial and strategic side of a number of pharmaceutical companies before starting my own medical communications business. Both of these, I believe, are valuable to my role as a non-exec for a company such as EGL. Firstly, the broad experience of being in the same or a similar industry, and then the real live practical know-how of starting, building, and running my own business. I think there are a few risks to look out for when working with a non-exec. Firstly, as the person should be broadly across the whole business, he or she needs to be sufficiently involved in order to make a meaningful contribution. As I'm not based on site and not a full-time employee, I need to regularly catch up with James and or the other members of the senior management team to make sure I stay in touch and get a good feel of the business. Secondly, and I see this often, is as a non-exec is obviously an experienced, capable manager, there is often a temptation to get them involved in what other senior managers do to carry out the executive workload along with the rest of the team. This has to be resisted at all costs because of the reasons I mentioned earlier. Where I see EGL in the next 3 to 5 years' time is certainly a bigger company, potentially with their own lab services. Currently, COVID is by necessity a huge focus, but in some years' time, I believe that will have settled down to where the resource demands are more predictable. We must remember that the DNA, pun intended, of EGL comes from genetic testing and the ambition to democratize tests by providing cost-effective solutions for everyone. So I believe and I think EGL will gravitate somewhat back to what it originally set out to do, to provide state-of-the-art, cost-effective genetic testing for people, but on a much, much larger scale. What do I do in my spare time? Well, friends and family obviously come first. I'm also a keen lover of almost all sports and a very attentive listener to current affairs. I'm also a keen traveler and looking forward to getting out my passport once COVID-19 is finally behind us.